Cater, obviously you get a chance to come to Georgia to talk with producers here. And, you know, the growers here, sometimes they're not always in tune with what's happening with Cotton Incorporated and where their dollars are going and how all this is going on. And that's kind of your idea for being here, is kind of giving them a good idea of where those dollars are going.
Absolutely, Randall. Cotton Incorporated is more than just Aggies, ag research. And that's what I do and that's what I love. But really, three-quarters of what Cotton Incorporated does is keeping that other side of the business growing and running. And right now, that's where some of the biggest challenges are. We've lost market share to polyester, and we have to really fight and claw and scramble to get that market share back. Polyester has really made gains against cotton because of the worldwide depression, recession if you want to call it, but also that spike in cotton prices. We have a real battle up against us.
I want to make sure the growers realize, too, that while you all are there doing the work, putting the research and putting all the efforts in there, there's actually a board. There are producers. There are growers out there that are actually involved in this process, too, behind the scenes, right?
When I tell people that we have 110 members of our board of directors, they freak out. You know, a big board is like 10, but really that 110 are fully engaged. They spend 12 to 15 days of their year going to meetings, and they think about us hopefully a whole bunch of the time in between. So they are the ones that give us the marching orders and grade us at the end of the year, slap our hands if we haven't performed, and say do it again next year if we behaved. So it's a great relationship, and for 43 years, that's what's really made the cotton industry strong, is the intense involvement of growers with their organizations. National Cotton Council is the same way. Cotton Incorporated, Cotton Board. Cotton's really lucky in that regards.
But their dollars are hard at work every day in a variety of different ways, aren't they?
They are. And I hope today to be able to show them some of the diversity of ways that their dollars are hard at work. You know, we see the fashion components, but what they often don't see are some of the textile innovations, the wrinkle I mentioned, but also the communications. We've had to chase the U.S. bales, now they're over in Asia, so we spend a huge amount of time talking and meeting with textile mills in Asia, because that's where the growth is in the middle class that's going to take us out of this hole, so to speak, we have with cotton consumption. I firmly believe it's going to be middle class consumers in Asia. And so talking with the textile mills, the brands and retailers in that part of the world is essential.